Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Rand West has unfortunately today experienced a tornado. Who in the world would have thought that there would be a tornado that we are speaking of? Well, that's what happened today, this afternoon. The residents of Randfontein found themselves homeless after a tornado struck their community. So Rand West City Mayor is on the line, William Matsike. Thank you so much for making time for us, Mr. Mayor. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pinella, and good evening to your listeners.
Were you aware? Did you get weather service warnings that this is likely to happen?
Not at all, Pinella. You know, this was a sudden disaster that happened. It happened around 12:45 in the afternoon. And it hit Randfontein on the side of Mohlakeng as well as Tukumsres. It happened suddenly, and within a period of 30 minutes, all mayhem happened within our own area. The most affected area was the Umphakathi Mall in Randfontein, where we experienced a number of injuries, but fortunately for us is that most of them are not badly injured. It's minor injuries. We experienced around 22 injuries from Umphakathi Mall, especially those that were shopping in one of the supermarkets within the mall. And then just the neighboring estate, Goldfields estates, there were those that were also affected. Only two of them were injured, but most of the families that are residing there, around 90 homes were affected, and over 110 homes are badly damaged in Tukumsres.
So I'm just struck by the fact that as the mayor, you had not gotten the communication, and I thought that we had tightened up how we communicate with the weather service. And this is not about your city, I'm just saying in general. They're saying that they issued a level 2 warning with severe thunderstorms in Gauteng and in Mpumalanga. Is there a system in place, Mr. Mayor, that you know, the cities or local government gets some sort of a warning from authorities to say, let's be careful, let's be aware, let's be ready with emergency services?
Look, individual community members, you do receive a notification from your insurer when you are insured with different insurance companies. But the truth of the matter is that from the municipal point of view, we did not receive warning for us to prepare for the disaster that would have struck us. And shockingly for us, it happened in a way that, you know, this is a true natural disaster that could have happened, because it happened in a straight line from where Umphakathi Mall is, where the estate is, towards the houses in Tukumsres, in a straight line. Other houses neighboring were not affected. It's as if something was passing by. And this is why that disaster would have struck. And all of us, including the Premier, when he arrived here, were shocked in the manner in which this would have happened suddenly and affected a number of residents.
As you said, you know, 90 homes was sort of destructed and 110 damaged. These families that will now not have a home to go to tonight, what's the plan?
I'm currently at a job site because we have called in the Gauteng Emergency Medical Services, the Municipal Emergency Services, the Western District Municipality Emergency Medical Services, as well as the Gauteng Human Settlement. All of us were here together with SAPS and other stakeholders like your Gift of the Givers, who are assisting us to move the people around. Fortunately, is that people who are staying in the Goldfields estate, it's a public partnership development way to low-cost housing. There were houses that were currently developed, but they were unoccupied. So we are currently moving the 90 households that were affected in the Goldfields estate. In Tukumsres, I must really applaud the community of Tukumsres. They went out, the neighbors and everybody, I was there with the premier. I just came from Tukum Trace. People are on top of the roof, assisting people to rebuilding their roofs, because mostly it's roofs that are affected. There's about plus minus 5 houses in Tukum Trace that are badly damaged, that will not be able to fix them. And we have agreed with the developer in Goldfields that we are now moving that 5 families into the empty houses that are in Goldfields. So everybody, before I leave here, will have shelter over their roof. I've been here since the disaster struck, and I'm only going to leave here when each and every person will have been attended to.
What does that then mean? What's the plan going forward with the development? Obviously, they were not occupied, but what's your arrangement with the developer? What agreement are you entering into?
Fortunately for the developer, his development is insured.
Okay.
So he has already reached out through his insurers, and already our own team will have assessed the structure, because we are worried about the structural impact of the tornado. We've got a preliminary report that currently the job team is working on, and hence we took a decision that we need to move those 90 plus houses into these developed houses. Then the developer will take over to fix those houses.
Okay.
We've got other business people who have came on board who are willing to help the people of Tukum Trace to buy your sheets, to be able to then fix their roofs. And we are very excited and happy that there are business people who are willing to come and assist community during their needs. And tomorrow, those business people and the community leaders around the area, including the CPF and patrollers, will be on the ground assisting the families in Tukum Trace to fix their roofs. Almost 80% of the roofs are already fixed in Tukum Trace.
Okay.
Like I've already indicated, you know, our appreciation to the people of Tukum Trace, how they could have came out, the pastors, everybody, stakeholders in that community. I was impressed. It really shows that it takes everybody in a township to take care of one another. And this is the Ubuntu that we normally promote as government, that in a situation where your neighbor is in need, it's your duty as well. It must not be a duty of government to assist your neighbors. We know that it's our responsibility as government to make sure that we provide shelter for our communities, but I really want to appreciate the assistance of people of Tukum Trace. In Goldfields, I'm very comfortable that everybody will be accommodated before tonight. These business people also assisting us in terms of cooking for the affected families. Already the volunteers are on site cooking for everybody who have been affected. We are going to provide over 1,000 food meals tonight for everybody who has been affected by the disaster. And tomorrow morning we'll also be on site making sure that they get the meal, children go to school, so that at least their livelihoods are not disturbed.
Mr. Mayor, I'm hoping that this is a learning process. No one would have anticipated a tornado of all things. You highlighted earlier on that we really don't yet have systems in place to give warnings in time so that, you know, your emergency services and the like would be ready. Are you having a conversation about, even when everything is settled, that you've got to consider what climate change may mean for all of us?
No, most definitely. When the premier arrived, when we got the briefing from our emergency medical services, those are what we are discussing. I mean, with the premier, that for future we need to be ready. But you know, one thing, Pimelo, that I want to indicate is that look, none of us were anticipating what will have transpired today. However, the teams that will have reacted, the manner in which they will have reacted, shows that both municipalities, your Western District Municipality and your Run West local municipality, were ready for any eventualities. And the response of the Gauteng provincial government must be applauded, including the National Department of Human Settlement, because immediately you also contacted the minister, because you might be aware that disaster management lies with the Minister of Human Settlement, so that they also send a team to come and assess. Yes, we could have prepared the data, but this is something that we also would have observed that in future, we need to make sure that with the impact of climate change and evolving of weather, we need to be prepared for this eventually.
And you know what, Mr. Mayor, this is not at all a casting blame. It's perhaps to say, is there a way, you know, you made the point earlier that, for instance, if you're aligned with insurance companies as an individual, you'll get that warning, and that's true. I just wonder whether there isn't a mechanism that we could have between a local government, for instance, as well as, you know, the weather service, where you get immediate kind of updates, because you are the people who are going to have to supply the rescue missions and all of that.
No, I agree with you, Pamela, that for future reference, we really need to work with everybody to prepare for such disasters. But you know what happened here in Randfontein today was a bit surprising. No matter how many that we will have issued, the most affected area is the Umphakathi Mall. I mean, it's the end of the month, people were doing their normal shopping. There's enough parking, everybody was inside, then this thing would have struck. No matter how we would have been prepared, this is disaster would have eventually happened. And that is why you would have seen that the number of injuries would have happened at the Umphakathi Mall, where currently I am, where job is currently situated, to make sure that we evacuated everybody from the mall, make sure that we close so that there's no any attempt from those that will want to take advantage of a disaster that will have happened. But it's something that I personally think for future reference, something that we can plan better. However, for this one, there was no way that we would have, even if we would have issued a warning, there was no way that we would have issued a warning to people who are doing shopping. The mall would have said, look, there's a hailstorm that is coming, stay indoors. But it struck when people were indoors. The whole roofing of the mall is completely out. It just tells you that no matter how we could have planned for this disaster, somehow it could have struck. The learning curve for us is local government, that we need to have this communication with our weather services to plan better for future.
When I'm Mr. Mayor, it sounds like you want to say, give me tall. You want to say, hey man, give me tall. This straight line.
You have simplified it, Chimelo. Indeed, this is a miracle. It's something that it's amazing. Even if you can come here and you see some of the neighboring houses, they were not affected at all. At Umphakathi Mall, there's an Umphakathi Square adjacent to the Umphakathi Mall. It's not damaged at all. People continue to shop. Everything is normal. It took a period of 20 to 30 minutes. Everything was completely damaged. But what shocked us is that in a straight line.
Well, I thank you very much for making time for us. Randwe City Mayor William Matsike. And as you could hear, you know, nothing anybody would have anticipated, but it does look like the JOC is really doing everything possible to get everybody in shelter and proper homes. In fact, unfortunately, you know, people's homes were damaged, but it does seem like there is a plan, and a developer has agreed for people to move into homes that were unoccupied. So so far everybody seems okay, and no fatalities, small injuries, but quite a shocker indeed.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.